not impossible to do. He said number one was to climb a wall that was leaning toward you. Number two, to kiss a wife that's leaning away from you. And number three is to preach a good message back to the church like Mother Jeff. So, those things are hard to do. I'm not going to take time to put this on. I'm sorry, just. The Lord has blessed me down through the years many, many times, and He is an ever-present help in my time of trouble.
That's right.
Amen. I'm saved by the grace of God. He's all that I need.
Amen.
I can't help but believe that somebody this morning wants the Lord in their life. We all need Him, but I believe somebody here wants Him this morning. You can have Him in your life to be your guide and your hope and your strength. In Psalms in chapter number 48, I believe it is, about the last verse, he said, "For this God is our God forever and ever." Woo! You think about that. This God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Even unto death. Oh, glory. What a glorious thought that we've got a God. I'll be there forever and ever and never leave you and never forsake you. And you can have it today, amen. What a joy it is to be saved by the grace of God. Hey, I had somebody say it's hard to sow the seed when the wind's so high. But the Lord said, withhold not thy hand, amen. But the Lord gives. That's what we're saying. Amen. It'll do the job no matter what. I believe there is the messages, but I believe there is the message. Amen. That's needed for the hour. Amen. God, just send the message and we'll be satisfied. Amen. Today. We can go away saying it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. You turn to 1 Kings chapter number 19. While you're looking that up, we'll make a few more comments if the Lord gives us leeway to do so. I thank God for being able to be acquainted with the people of this church, and especially your pastor and his family. Oh, they've meant so much to me down through the years and been such a blessing. I know what John said about the Lord. And I say that about Jeff. He must increase, but I must decrease. As the years all roll on, I seem like that I'm decreasing. Amen. And my friend, it's not that I don't love the Lord. I believe I love Him more now than I ever have. Whoa! I just ain't able to do as much for Him as I used to be able to do. Amen. him, and he with the 12. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah, and said, "Let me, I pray thee, I kiss my father and my mother, and then will I follow thee." And he said unto him, "Go back again, for what have I done to thee?" And he returned back from him and took the yoke of oxen and slew them, and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen, and gave unto the people. And they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him.
Yeah.
You may be seated.
God,
we see here a mighty a man of God. Amen. Ha! been doing about all his life. Amen. Ain't it amazing how God pulled people out of the field of agricultural and put them in the field of soul winning? Yes, it is. You know why? It used the parable of the sower and the seed. And you know why you agricultural people could understand what he's talking about.
Yes.
That ain't too hard, is it? That's why God speaks to you plainly.
Amen.
It won't be too hard for you to understand him. Several years ago, Lord let me preach on that. What'd you do with the oxen? Well, Elisha went out there after Elijah put that mantle on him. I believe he told dad and mama, he probably said, I just gotta go. Ain't something bigger than this field. Ain't something that's stronger than your love. Ain't something that's greater than my ambition. Ain't something that's higher than my thoughts. Ain't something that's more powerful than any 12 yoke of oxen. Hey, ain't something bothering me.
I believe you.
Kissed him and he said, let's kill these two oxen. We're going to have a so long dinner. Well, they took the yoke. That's why the oxen used to work with it.
Yeah, it's all right.
They had a piece of wood. And it fit on their shoulder, helped around their neck by a bow. Went up through two holes in that piece of wood. And then fastened the chains to the yoke, and the oxen would get down. And he'd begin to push. A lot of people think he pulls, but he pushes. He manned the yoke's up here, and he ain't right there. Run tied to his tail, it was up on his shoulder. Come and lay with me.
Yes,
he wanted to get rid of everything that was holding him.
That's right.
stone.
Yeah.
It burnt the dust.
Yeah.
And licked up the water. Prayed. And it wouldn't rain. It didn't rain for 3.5 years.
Yes. Try the line.
I just pray 15 times. Get the Lord just help me do something. This is what I told you.
Yes.
It ain't the Lord. This is for my failure to believe.
Yes.
My failure to trust that God's going to do what I ask Him to do.
Yes.
And sometimes I ask things amiss, don't you?
Yes. Yes. Right.
Sometimes after I look back, I say, Lord, why did I even bother to ask you about that?
Yeah.
Why did I trouble you with something that trifling? Amen. I've got the word I'm going to get into, and I know better.
Yes. Bless him, Lord.
Oh, what have you done with the oxen? What have you done with the oxen? What have you done with the yokes? Today, what are you going to do with the yoke that's on you? Who are we yoked up with?
God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. We want to be involved in every program. We want to be involved in everything that the world has to offer. There'll be millions of people got their names on church rolls.
Yeah.
It'll be out of church tonight to watch a Super Bowl.
That's right.
There's churches all over the world closing the doors.
That's right.
So that the members can watch the Super Bowl.
That's right.
We get excited when one of them kicks a field of goal that we care about. Oh, hey!
Yeah.
Somebody just say, we say, well, that's good.
Yeah. That's right, Brother Lonnie.
We're yoked to the wrong crowd.
That's right.
Those boys believe God. They pray before they get out there and play football. I don't believe that. Lord, let me get out there and try to break that fella's neck. No. We're unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Then we have folks that says, you can't pray. Just to get along and do that.
Yeah.
God have mercy on
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
They can't stop you from going.
Amen.
Nobody can.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
If we don't pray, it's God we don't want.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
If we don't live right, it's because we don't want to.
Amen.
Right. If we're not saved, it's because we don't want Him.
That's right.
This morning I asked him to get something. Brother Jeff said, he said, close out and you wait until people. some people so miserable, they got their name on a church roll, just like the Missouri Mule Eating Rock.
Yeah. God bless.
No wonder the world don't want it. That's what we show them. Yeah. Right?
Him, Sister Margaret being with us this morning, and he'll never know how much I love him, how much I appreciate him. And I was thinking Friday when I called him, last couple of times I said he preached for me, we was out of town, and I can't remember, it might have been 2 years since I've heard him preach.